Now, in the general introduction to what we have, the Gemara, beginning the Mishnah Chavovah Mer Aleph to the end of the Perek, is a sort of goes through many inyonim, sort of mini shas. Beginning then. Beginning then in the Mishnah, now it's more straightforward sugya after sugya. Okay. Begin Adam Mu'lola. That means in Adam, Pez Nezek Shaleh is not like a short is a short tam. And show the shamur. Adam is a mur. Pays in Nezek Shalem. Pazuk says, Maka behemi yishalmena. Now, the Mishnah, that Pays in Ralef, has Arbavus Nuzikin. Show above a mava heaven. Mavas machokas. The Gemara says, "Machokas, whether mavas Odom or mavas Shem." The Gemara asks the question: if mavas Odom, what does it mean? Sara Shabbam Shidak and Lahazik Ushmiros Nalecha. It's a very subtle Gemara, word of Dalar Amar Aleph. And the Gemara says, Odom Dark Lahasik, take a look at the bottom. Dollar on the dollar. Let's see here.
All the dark of a hasik, the Yoshin. Yoshin dark of a hasik came with a kaya for portion or a kaya. You move around when you're asleep. Shvas Nalacha, Odom Shmiros Gufo Olov. Now, when the Gemara says Odom Shmiros Gufo Olov, could be one of two things. Talking about Odom Yashay, Odom is asleep. We're going to talk in general, Odom Shmiros Gufo. And here we get into the Shaila with Kamen Kamen Afkamen Salacha. When we have the Paul success, Maka Bahamir Shalmeva, Adam Mask is Chaya. Is it just like the others, the Chi of Shmira? And a Pshia and the Shmira is Machay of him. Well, that's number one. It could be something else. That, no, the fact of, simple fact of the matter, I was a Mark Bahem, I pay. Or it could be every Mazik is an Yisra, maybe it's because they are very. All three are open possibilities when we begin thinking how to define what the Chiyav Adam HaMazik. We saw the Rambam writes, when Rambam quotes the Mishnah, Adam Uadlol, Rambam says, V'lo Chilak HaKosov, turned to make a distinction, Mazik Shol, made it Shogay, made no distinction. On the other hand, there is a Rambam, that says, "Ho yo'ola b'tzulon," climbed a ladder. And the ladder is a solid ladder. He did not aware that inside one of the rungs, the wood has gotten a little rotten. No way he could have checked that. And he falls down and he damages his bottom. Why? It's a makvi de shemayim. A certain type of extreme illness where there's nothing I could have done to prevent it. On a massacre spot. Okay. Now, in a similar vein, we saw the Mukhei Yosef. Mukhei Yosef blames it on Naros HaSadova. Naros HaSadova is a general rule when onus is put on. Sometimes it tells that you don't give an onus for an aveira. Sometimes it may tell me my onus is not mechayev me with anything. It may tell me my mice bone is not considered my mice. We'll see all three possibilities, and we're going to have to define very clearly what this Naro Sasadov is. He also talks in terms of an owner's gomer. Okay, now, on the other hand, Tosis is the other extreme. And there's a fundamental difference between the way Tosis approaches it and the way the Rambam and Mukhei Yosef approach. If you take a look at the Gemara at the beginning of the sixth parak, the Gemara says like this: Hakor etzon l'dir no b'fanav karoi Yosef v'zika. So Rashi said, so Potter. Why? To a natural, he did my Shmiru Mahavile Lemeva. There's nothing he could have done about it. Did everything he's supposed to do. So the Gemara says a little down, and so let's begin the Gemara. Ezel Karoi, Ezel Shalom Karoi. What's Karoi, what's not Karoi? Dele Shilchol Olam Baruach Matsuyo. Zal Karoi. Shani Yocholam of Ruach Matsuya is a Shalok Karoi. There's a Ruach Matsuya and a Ruach She'ena Matsuya. And anything that can stand up to Ruach Matsuya is Karoi. Now, then the Gemara says as follows. A little bit later. Arba Dvarim. A Torah miyato bishmirasa. There are four things the Torah reduced the chi of shmira to it. Bor a shein regal. Bor dechsiv ki yiftach yishbor o ki yich yishbor bo yachasen o ki saw potter. Like put a potter. Okay. Eish. Shang Shama was a baby, Adi overcame Mavi. Shang the Siv, we have a Sturach, Adi overcame Uvia. Okay. What does it mean? Tormir to Bishmarasa. It means I have to do what the Gemara calls a Shmir Pchuso, not a Shmir Ma'ula. I have to watch it from a Ruach Matsuya, I don't have to watch it from Ruach She'ena Matsuya. Now, what is a Ruach Matsuya and what is a Ruach She'ena Matsuya? All of these, I'm just giving you outlines. We're going to have to be filling in all of this in a very detailed way. Okay, a Ruach Matsuya is a standard Ruach that blows in a regular thing all the time. It's not a storm. Not a storm. However, during the year, there sometimes is a storm. And sometimes, not a storm, there's a hurricane, a tornado. Ruach she'ena matzuya is any regular storm. I said Ruach she'ena matzuya. It's not standard regularly all the time. So you have Adam. We'll see what that is. But you have all the other Avos Nazikin. Mamon Amazik, I have to do Ruach Matzuya. That's it. That's all I have to do. Now, we have Adam is a little more. Adam is Gersakosif. And here you have the Rambam and Mukhei Yosef on one end and Tosis on the other end. Rambam and Mukhei Yosef, give me something to drink. Rambam and Mukhei Yosef on one end say, Makabei Mishamar Yisrael. Now I have different reasons to pater him from certain extreme onsen. So you move it from the top down. Tosis is in the other direction. Odom should be like everything else, and you need different gzeras hakotzev to up him, to up how much onus he's going to be higher. They're coming from very different angles in understanding how Odom Amazik works. Now, there is Yerushalmi that's back of everyone's mind, and different people are going to deal with Yerushalmi in different ways. The part of the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Adam Uad Lola. Thank you, Baruch HaTorah. Ben Eir Ben Yoshe. So Shami says, what do you mean, Ben Eir Ben Yoshe? I went to sleep. Was it something next to me or something not next to me? So if there's something next to me when I went to sleep, I'm chayef. Something not next to me when I went to sleep, so I'm potter. Who put it next to me? Hasheni hu hamur. Those are the words of Shami. So the person who put it next to me apparently is chayev. I'm potter. Why am I potter? So comes along, the Mukhei Yosef says, on his comment, nothing ever done prevent it. An arrow starts to go. Tosis is going to have his shot in Yerushalmi. The Rambam adds one word to the Yerushalmi. Hasheni hamuad sheposha. The pshia is on the end of, not the pshia on the end of the Adam, it's the pshia on the end of person who put it next to me. What would be in case a ruach she'ena matzuya came and blew something and put it next to me? Okay, here, according to Tosis, certainly Potter, according to Mukhei Yosef, B'chor, it's also Potter. Maybe we'll have to see how the Rambam would deal with that, because there's no Sheni Shaposha there. Now, the Gemara at the beginning of the Perek here is talking, I'm walking in a Chisarabim, and there's a Chavis there, and someone put something there. And I step on it and I break it. I trip on it. And the person breaks it, potter. The Gemara says, am I potter? Let him watch where he's going. Now that's a very key thing. The Gemara seems to imply that means the Gemara is telling me a very key thing here. That I should watch where I'm going, and because I, but the Gemara doesn't say Adam Ulolam, it's an honest. Mora doesn't say that. Mora says I should watch because if I didn't watch where I'm going, that's why I'm talking. Well, we're going to mess on Rabbi Yemir. Malar Shusaram Kul Chavius. No. The person filled the Shusaram with all his objects, and I have a right to go on the Shusaram, and I can walk all over it. I don't have to care about it. We'll have to get to that when we get to that. Okay. Rishmul Mafela, it's at night. That means at night, because it's at night, I didn't see it. There weren't street lights. Yochanan Karen Zovitz, I turned the corner. Tosis jumps up. Wait a second. Orav Chaya Bonus. So this Gemara is what Tosis is moving, that there is a type of onus that you're going to be put to. And don't take the words onus and chavavim and bay too literally. There are limits to how much onus. That took everyone to. Just limit how much onus. But the Gemara also, if I have a right to go where I have a right to go, now the question is, why? So here we have to. So Hamir Zakat, I put my card in Shusarab. If I see it and I step on it, B'mez, it's only Chayev. I think I had no business putting his card in Shusarab. It doesn't give me a right to step on it. No. And here, take a look at the Rambam. Rambam says, "Hamagiz chaver b'chavona b'chol makom chayav b'chamish dvarim. V'nichnas l'shus chavero shelo b'shus." Ezekiel Balabayas Chayav. I go into someone's house and he hits me. He's Chayav. Jav Pishesh Roshus Lotzi, we can tell him to leave. And Roshus Lotzikom. Avim Husat Zeshin Yichnat with Balabayas. Ere Balabayas Potur. There's two things. It's called Hizik and Huzak. Hizik means I damage. Huzak means not that I damage by doing something. I damage someone bumps into me. Huzak says she nichnas l'chotz v'balabayas. Hare balabayas pota. Means the balabayas is standing there. And I bump into the balabayas. He's potter. The music bo balabayas chayev. But if the balabayas bumps into him, well, he's chayev. Or yeshneim b'shus, or yeshneim shelo b'shus. So who's kuzeh b'zeh, shneim p'turim. So, why? Because I have no right, so let's take this in the simple way, and we'll see if we can. I have no right, someone walks into my house, and I have no right to be masochist. But I don't have a chiyuv to watch myself and anticipate that someone is shelo b'shus in my house. So if he bumps into me, enichnami, I damaged him. I was mazik. I have no chiv shmira. The Rambam seems to imply talking about shmira. Hizik b'kavana huzik. I just don't do anything. There's no mice. I didn't do a mice. I'm a mazik shelo b'mice. On the other hand, if I'm in someone's house, shelo b'shus, and the balabayas bumps into him, he's chayav. since he's shelo b'shus, he has a chiyav shmira to make sure that someone who's b'shus doesn't bump into him. Or your shneim b'shus, or shneim shelo b'shus, or huzku ze b'zeh shneim b'turim. Two people, two gonna have them going to a house, and one ganav bumps into the other ganav. Potter. Why? Because if I'm shelo b'shus, I have a chiyav shmira on myself from the people who have a right to be there. I don't have a chiyav shmira on myself, people have no right to be there. Shneim b'shus, shneim shelo b'shus, v'huzku. What about he? Hizik is always chayav. So the Rambam now introduces a very key difference how this works. Hizik or Huzak. Huzak depends on Chiyav Shmira. And Chiyav Shmira depends. I am B'shus, I'm Shalom B'shus. Hizik, I have never right to do. I have no. And the Rambam says, why Hizik? I have never right to hit anybody. Huzik depends. No, I'm not hitting anybody. I'm standing there and someone bumps into me. So that depends on L'chorah. L'chorah depends on Chiyav Shmira. That is going on a major assumption. And here we're going to have a major assumption. Okay, so this halacha would seem to indicate that there's a difference between if I do something with a maisa and without a maisa. Without a maisa, Chiyav Shmira. With a Maisa, I'm not allowed, I have to make. But then the Rambam says, why? Because Ein lo reshus lahazika. And it's but Hamadat Chavar b'chavona b'chol mokom chayav. What about if I am shelo b'chavon and he's shelo b'shus? Rambam seems to imply, I'm going to be potter. When is Odom Mu'ud La'olam? Only. If I'm b'shus, and he shall not b'shus. So when we say, so how the Rambam, we have to scale back a little bit on understanding how the Rambam is going to understand. Now let's get to Tosis. We'll go back and forth on different sheets we've shown him, trying to understand all sorts of differences. People pushing to get onto a bus. And someone pushes and hurts somebody. Chayv or not. Okay, let's see Tosis. Let's say we begin reading Tosis. The Gemara Bava Metzia, which is the backbone of everything here. Yeah. Gemara Bava Metzia. There used to be a lot of Gemara's line on this. Pei Beis Amid Beis. Ma V'chobos Pei Mokom Oro. I hire a mover to move things. And my bechavah's been welcome along. Any trips? Yeshiva ben shomachinam ben shomatsocha yeshava. Takes a shvura. Lezomer zevazeh yeshava. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Amava Chavitz L'Chavero, B'morkom V'morkom B'Shibra, Ben Shomachin, Ben Shomachsoch, Yeshava, Divrei Reb Meir. Okay. Reb Yudon Omer, Shomachinim Yeshava, Nosoch, Yeshava. Different than Shomachinim or Shomachsoch. Now, the Gemara is also telling us a very, very important thing here. The moment I hired someone, the Gemara is telling you a Yisod, which you'll see in the Ramban, in a major Yisod. The moment I hire someone to handle my objects, he automatically becomes a shomer and has all the dinei shomer. I just hired this person. I just hired a mover to move things. My luggage in the airport's too heavy. I hire someone to take my luggage and take it to the car. If I pay him for it, it's a shomer socher. I don't pay him for it, it's a shomer chiyuv. The very fact that I enabled someone to take my property and deal with my property, and not he's keeping my property, he's dealing with my property, gives him a din of a shomer. It's the first assumption of the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara says, the Machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda, whether Shomer Socha pays or not. So, Lameimra implies a sober man, Niskalav Poshel. Okay. Niskala Poshe, the Kama Yeshavash Lo Posha, Pshia Cheres. Why that? He tripped, we know what he did. But the question is, did he do another Pshia besides the tripping? He tripped. Okay. Novade Botsam in Niskala Hava, Odo Hapotala, Noze Socha Ama, Onus Hoshim, that's a honus. And now we have a machlokas. The Gemara says, is it true that Remeya Gemara talks about a machlokas. That's what Tos referred to in the beginning here. Niska Poshea, Niska Mapusha. What is this machlokas? I walked down the street many times. There is a time, once in 100 times, once in 1,000 times, I'm going to trip on my foot. I'm not tripping on another object, as Tulsa points out. I'm tripping on my foot. I miss a step. I do something. What is that? So Tulsa is going to be quoting Gemara of Tabach Uman Shokilka. I have a cow. I give it to Shochet Shecht. The moment I give it to a Shochet Shecht, what does a Shochet become? It becomes a Shomer. And I give it to a Tamachuman, and he messes up. Gemara says that is Niska Poshe. That depends on Niska Poshe and Niska La Poshe. Not talking about tripping. What is it? It's a very simple thing. What's the Tzad HaShoveh between tripping and the Tamachuman Shel Kilka? Very simple. It's something you do right on a regular basis. But every human being sometimes messes up. And Tabachuman, he shouts all the time. He never made a mistake in his life. He made a mistake in his life. How do I treat that? As a poshe or not? I walk, okay. I walk all the time, I don't trip. Once I trip, I'm sloppy. That once in a while that every human being is sloppy, and how do you treat that? As a pshia or as an onus? That's a machlok, a niska poshe, a niska la poshe. Okay. So, and the Gemara goes on. Well, it says, no, and the Gemara finally ends up, no. It's Sashal Takana Drabonon. Even if I say Nisko on Posheyahu, here he's going to be Potter, because otherwise no one would ever agree to handle anyone else's property. Okay. So Tosis jumps up on a very simple question. Tosis jumps up on a simple question. Wait a second. Forget Dinei Shomrim. Forget Dinei Shomrim. He's a mask. What do? I'm carrying your object. I trip on my shoelace. I trip one foot on the other, and I throw it down and I break it. I'm like, forget Shomer. I'm a mask. That is Tosis' problem. Now Tosis has a string of problems. But all that string of problems is always in generally, we'll see, in one case. I give my property to someone else to handle my property. He has a din shomer. It's a din case of a din shomer who messes up, and we're working within dinei shomerim, not within dinei mazik. But that's the tzad shavuot. So Tosfos begins. But that's not our gemara. Our gemara, no, I'm walking in the street and it's dark, and I could have had a flashlight and walking in front of me. I didn't have a flashlight walking. I was just walking, and someone left his watch, and I stepped on his watch. And other people come on in this couple share who low could go on Shiniska my atzma, long this couple shum dovo. Och Shiniska machmas michshol. Loi boy le luna onus. Well, he says, this, what happened here? I tripped. Someone left something in Rosh Hashanah. I didn't anticipate it was going to be in Rosh Hashanah. I tripped on it and I broke it. That's an honest. That has nothing to do with this composition and this going. Avuel Marbina, honest, Karatsu, what I'm asking, Petzalach, honest, Goma, Lo Rabbi Rachmono. So Tosa says, what does that mean? Lo Rabbi Rachmono. How, when I move up the ladder, when I know, Adam is not like every other mazik. Every other mazik is a shmir p'chusa, ruach matzuyah. Adam is higher than that. Question, how far up the ladder would we go? How do I know? How does Tosa know that? I'll be Rishami Potos and Shiyashin Rishon. Wait a second. So what is this? Their father borrowed a cow. And they had no knowledge that this cow was a bother, and their father died. And they had no knowledge it was a borrowed cow, and they shechted it. So they don't have a din masik. And there's another mission we're going to come to. Two people are walking. One is walking with a chavis. The other is walking with a plank, a lumber. And the one who's walking with the chavis stop short, the guy walking with a plank bumps into him. I'm driving down the street and I slam on the brakes, the guy slams into me afterwards. Why? He had no reason to anticipate the person was going to stop short. Jonas. I have a different reason I could have said it. This is a very interesting thing in Tosfos now. There's a concept called Pshias HaNizik. As we said before, if the Nizik is a Posheya and I damage him because of his Pshia, but, so what would I have said? Why is the person who stopped short Potter? Why is the Mazik Potter? The person who's carrying the chavis had no business of stopping short, and he's a posheya, and if I damage his object, so I'm not going to be chayav. Tosfos doesn't say that for some strange reason. Then we're going to have to understand where Tosfos is coming from. What about Pshias HaNizik? That's a simple thing. Forget that the guy who does the damage is chayav. See, the Pshias HaNizik. Just like the Rambam is very careful when he talks about the two people who put the object next to me when I was asleep, that the second person who did is a Posheya, is a Pshias HaNizik. And Tosa, no, it's on his Gomer here, but Tosa's here also doesn't jump in with Pshias HaNezek. He seems to be skipping that and say, no, the person who does the damage is Chayef. It's a very key skip that Tosis made. Keep going.
By Yashon, is the second person, is that really Pshias HaNezek? How likely is it somebody's going to be Mazik as the other person next to him?
If I put my object next to someone and he's asleep and he turns over, Rama says this person put the object next to the poshia. Why? Because Adam Yoshin Darkum Hasik.
The Rashi says it means kicking with his feet.
What?
Rashi says it means kicking with his feet.
I'm just saying I can give you 35 different shotim in this Yerushalmi. I just said the Rama makes a certain point. And what would be the difference? What be if a Ruach Matsuya took that object and blew it next to me? Would the Rambam patter him? Tosis would patter him. Because Tosis said the whole thing is dependent on what? On the onus of the person who went to sleep. Tosis would have no difference. However that object got there, according to Tosis, it makes no difference. The fact that when I went to sleep there was no object there, I'm bottom. The Rambam throws in voluntarily an extra thing. The Yerushalmi says Hasheni Wamud, and the Rambam says Shepasha.
I'm suggesting that Tosfos is he doesn't consider Shia at all to go sit next to sleep next to somebody else. It's not thereafter two people sit next to each other to mask each other.
What?
I'm suggesting that Tosfos is saying that.
I'm saying something else. I say Tosfos in the case of Korah and Chovas. Very carefully skips over any concept of Pshias HaNezek. That's a clear. I know there is. If I stop short and someone bangs into me, what? And my brake lights aren't working? Pointing to here. My brake lights are working. Wait a second. But we're talking, the Gemara says, when I stop short, did I scream out, I'm stopping? I didn't scream out, I'm stopping. All of a sudden, I stop short. The guy comes, bangs into me. Chayef. Potter. Now, the two obvious reasons why I'm going to be potter. One, because the person who stopped short had no business stopping short without warning the person in back of him. Possibility one of the world. Tosa doesn't adopt that possibility. What possibility does Tosa adopt? The second guy is an onus because he had no idea the guy was going to stop short. So Tosa isn't using Pshias HaNezek. That's all I'm saying. Once Tosa isn't using Pshias HaNezek, we see whatever the Rambam did with Yoshin, Tosa's not working within that universe at all. Tosa is skipping a very key point here. Next. When you're the doctor, do you have the mifta ba ona shuhuke and gneva? Now, Tosa is now. We have, however, this onus kein aveda and onus kein geneva. Onus kein, and Tosis is saying, onus kein aveda is a pshia. Onus kein geneva is what is karav la onus. It says, I could have prevented it. A shoma socher, what's the difference between shoma socher and a shoal? A shoal is chayiv an onsen. A shoal is chayiv no matter what happens under any circumstances. That's it. I could have anticipated, I couldn't have anticipated, no matter what happens, I'm chayiv, a shoal. Shoma socher, that means I could have sat there watching this 24/7 with a machine gun to make sure no one steals. I could have done that. But I didn't.
what is it? I didn't anticipate that a ganav was going to break into my house at 2 o'clock in the morning and steal it. It's not karev l'pshia. Now, where does Tosis come up with this idea? Tosis comes up, ma'avachavis m'vokom l'mokom. The Gemara says, if it's a shomer socher, he should be chayef. A shomer chinam, he should be potter. So, apparently, but Tosis says, this man is in between, as an Adam Amazik, he's potter. So apparently, Adam Amazik is somewhere in between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Socher. I Adam Mu'ad Lo'olam. Tosin says, from this Gemara, Tosin builds his Yesod. And what's the Yesod that Tosin builds from here? Adam Amazik, Ke'en Aveda is Chayev, Ke'en Gnev is Potter, and he uses the Gedarim of Shmira to define which type of onus is chayev or is potter. What is that? That is ruach matzuyah and ruach sheina matzuyah. So when I have a riboy that adam amazik is chayev beonus, what is it? That adam amazik is more than just all the other avos nazikin. All the other avos nazikin are what? I'm going to be chayev in a ruach, only in a ruach matzuyah. And an Adam Amazik is chayiv in a ruach sheinu matzuya. We'll see what Tosfos says. Shmami Rabbi Onis can't gnev Adam Amazik potter. Umedamer Rabbi Yehuda niskal the gnev. Well, Onis shu can't avede. She krovel apshi yotzki. I'm sure. The gnev krovel a krovel onis. Not an onis. It's krovel onis. Avede krovel apshi. No. Because then he'd be like everybody else, and what's this riboy about? Let's say I went to sleep on the roof, and Ruach Shein Matsuya knocks me off the roof, and I damage. But he says, "Now we are next to the bottom. Chayav Hashem, my shalom the bottom. Chutz mishamachin, umukolok gold and not to shmir pchusa. The shamachin of calls no shmiros. I will call shmir. My is with Rabbi Yehuda. The muad sagle b'shmir pchusa. The ainu delashu cholam ruach matzuyim. I'm grab the mitzvah shamachin. Chayav." Or my masik, why do time of mishum to have a kein aveda? Nisko have a kein geneva. We put the other my masik. Hemur parak hagosa. Have tabach umen shakilko. Again, but all these cases of Tosis. So what is Tosis working with? That a shomer hamasik should be chayiv not only as shomer, but he should be chayiv also as an other my masik. Number one. Number two, he doesn't believe in this idea for some reason of Pshir Sanizuk. Tabachum and Shekilkel, the Gemara says, so again, at Tabachum and Shekilkel, the moment I give my animal to a Shochet Teshecht, he automatically becomes a Shomer. Just like Mabachovas Mokam. Welcome, the Gemara says. What is it? I gave him, I said, you handle my baggage and take my baggage out. Take it to the car. I remove it. I don't tell him to keep it in his rishus. I have him move it from one place to the other. You have a delivery man delivering something, and he trips and he breaks. See, chayv in it. Okay. This is where Tosis is coming. But what is Tosis? Tosis is telling me a number of different things. Adam Hamazik, if I didn't have Xeris HaKosef,
Adam Amazik would be chayiv just like every other one of the others, Nazikin, Shah, Bor, Esh, comes in Tzeres HaKotav, lifts it up one notch. Now, every one of the other Avos Nazikin, what does the Mishnah say? Dab Bezon Rav. Shmira Asalav Kashid, the Chayav Amazik. The Pshi and the Shmira. And what does the Mishnah say in Dav Tetzam at Beis? Kol Shechavti B'Shmiraso Hichsharti Es Nizko. Anytime I'm Chayev in Shmira, I have to pay. The Pashtus of Tosas would be, and we're going to see if this is going to be sustainable through 20 different sugyas, that Adam Amazik is Chayev. Why? Chsar and Shmira. Adam Shmira. When the Gemara says Adam Shmira as Gufo Alov, it's not only talking about Adam Yoshem. When the Gemara said on Dov Dalad Omer Al, Adam Shmira, it's talking about every Adam Shmira as Gufo Alov. But Adam has to watch himself more than a Shmira has to watch his Shor, more than he has to watch his Bo, more than he has to watch his Esh. It's a Parshas of Tosas. Now we're going to have to see if this working assumption of Tosas is sustainable through the next eight months, as we're going through all countless cases of Adam Amazik and Bar Amazik, etc. Now, the one who is most against this whole Mahalach is the Ramban. And Ramban Bar Metzia da Pebeis takes the most extreme case. And everyone should go through this Ramban very carefully. So, in the Gemara, Ma'avachos Mokom Mokom, it says, and he says, "V'shom et socher, kol zman shelo nenas chayev. V'shom achinim kol zman shelo posha poto. Umiu gabe nezokim poto Reb Yehuda the honest mikre legabe nezikim." Now, when we say honest poto legabe nezikim, he says, "Lo v'boy lachan ufila." So what happens? I mavid this chavis from makom l'makom, and I trip, and this chavis is all the pieces are all over the rishus harabim. I'm afraid it's a bar. I turn me to bishmirot and I tzorch al shmir pchusok kishmir shamachina. And I feel the b'shas nefila have lay eish, but when I'm in mitzvah to bishmirot. I'll skip that. We don't know enough about Asia. Lo babin azik and shmir mu'ula kolkach kishmir soma socha. El mechinote kidenatri inshi potu menazik. So he says he gives a klal. And that is not a kidenatri inshi, which is shamachin. Watch it as a normal person watches his own property. What is the Shomachinim? Chayev, not a Kedanatri inch. Okay. So, I go away from my house. I'm going away for 2 days. I don't hire a security guard, make sure there's no gun up there. But if I have something that I'm a Shomachinim. So, don't I'm a Shomachinim, I'm part of someone gets stolen. But if I'm a Shomachinim, and someone breaks into my house when I'm gone for those 2 days, I'm Chayev. So what am I Chayev as a Shomachinim? Not the Kedanatrianch. If I don't treat it like my own property, so then I'm a Poshah. The Ramban says, that's a Shmir B'chus. In all the novice and can age, boy, sure, that's what it has. Brighter can come home and port him in the old Rabbi Shaman. So see, but Tosis, and Tosis says he doesn't like Tosis. Shum Adam Amasik, Adam Wood Lola, Ben Honest Ben Watson. Maybe she was Shana Chai Bons and Gdol. And they came from the Yerushalmi. The Efshulahamido, Tosis is wrong. Why is the what's the Yerushalmi talking about? The second one is a Poshea. Shiasanizik, he says. Tosis is not willing to guarantee. To grant the idea of Shiasanism. That means if I have to watch my all my Chiyuv Shmirah is even if according to Tosis, here's a major thing. If the Nizik is a Poshea, still has a tiny to me why I didn't watch my Chiyuv. There's no such thing as Shiasanizik. Apparently, according to those. But I say there is Pshia Sandizik, and that's the reason for the Yerushalm. That's the, if I have the Chavis, I bang into him from the back. Someone leaves his objects in the Shus HaRabba. And he knows that that people are walking back and forth. So that's Pshias and Isaac. I decided to leave my watch on the sidewalk somewhere. I know people walking up and down the street. So I'm a pusher. I know someone's going to step on it. And here you have Tulsa. So first major issue between Tulsa and the Ramban is this concept Pshias and Isaac. Tosis doesn't believe in it, the Ramban does. And this is going to be open up a whole Pandora's box. How to understand Mazik according to the Ramban, according to Tosis, according to the Ramban, etc. Next. Order Tabachum and Shakil report. The cave in the Machai Bescha Alba Kang Neva Vedu. Okay. She'ein ba'umen ha'toweh b'malachto mishum mazik. He says as follows. Now, an woman who is toweh b'malachto does not have a din mazik. Why? Kevin shiskir chom ba'onis nazikin ebim menarach chek ba'hiska ba'olum enofim menagag ba'oshem atzari hiskiru sofa onsim kula. He says as follows. Our Gemara, Chavavim and Beis, talks. I'm sitting, I fall asleep. Meanwhile, someone puts a stone in my lap, and I get up, and the stone falls down. It's an unanticipated. I don't have to think about it. Ruch Sheinu Mitzui, don't say how in a Mitzui. Phil. Oh, no. Rafilu doesn't say how much enemitsu. Eliyahu mashma. Even a tornado. The Ramban comes as follows. A tornado comes. I'm going to sleep on the roof. Okay, fine. A tornado comes. Throws me 10 miles away and I bump into someone's window. Chayev. Totally on it. I'm always high. Now, he does not deal with the case. What does he say? So, he says, any woman who's dealing with someone's property does not have it in Mazik. Why?
doesn't say. It could be, since I gave him rishus to deal with my property, that's similar to pshias anisim. Maybe. Again, I gave the shochet rishus here. Shech this animal. I gave the mover here, move my objects. The moment I gave him rishus to handle my property, he does not have a din mazik. Possibility number one. Why? There's another possibility. The moment I'm a shomer, I don't have a din mazik. Why am I saying that? Because Tosus has the other case. What happened? The father gave, maybe it's the same thing. The moment I give someone my property to deal with, no din mazik. He's a din shomer. The fact that I gave my property to someone means, you know, you're handing my property total with my consent. That, the moment you're handling my property with my consent, there's no din mazik. We have to understand why. Now, the question is as follows, which we'll get into.
The Ramban is not so simple. We're going to get to the Sugya of Rama Gimel of Kadron. It goes like this. You're carrying your objects. I stick out my foot and I trip you, and you trip and you mazik the object. Okay. So then I'm chayav. Why? Because I'm the mazik and it's my maisa that made you do it. So I am the mazik. So if so, the question is, so I didn't do any maisa. What am I? Who did the maisa hezek? The person who stuck out his foot and tripped him. Okay, so now they have a question. Okay, if I need a maisa hezek, question, who did the maisa? When the ruach slams me against someone's window, I didn't do the mice. The ruach did the mice. Okay, maybe it's different if I do a mice or I did it with my goof. So to understand exactly where the Ramban is coming from, does he need a mice hezek, the metzias of hezek? But the Ramban said no ptur onus no matter what. And he gives a very extreme case. I go to sleep on the roof, a tornado picks me up and throws me 10 miles. And I bump into and I break someone's window, I'm chayev. Could I have done anything to prevent it? Could I have anticipated? No. There's no weather prediction of it, no one anticipated the tornado's coming, nothing. But the Metzias Makib, I was a Makib Behema Yeshamera. And here he's different than the Rambam. The Rambam says, Enichlam Makib Behema Yeshamera, but if it's known as Gomram Potter. So the Ramban is certainly nothing to do with the Maisa Avera. No Avera, I didn't do anything. There's nothing I could have done. There's nothing you could have done. So Ramban is either the Maisa Hesek, but then we're going to have to decide what is the Maisa Hesek. We're going to have to square this when we get to the Sugi of Kadron. What happens if I trip someone? This is the Ramban. This is the outline of the basic shittas we have in Adam Mamazim. Now, to define it precisely as exactly what this is, obviously, as we go to different sugyas, we're going to have to deal with it. Ramban says, and Tosis would seem to imply at this point, this Shmira. The Rambam will have to have it, because the Rambam difference between Hizik and Huzak and Mishus and Shelo Mishus, we'll have to define a little more carefully. Rambam, this is what we have. Okay. Just organize the material, because we're going to chazer over it 100 times. When we get to all the different cases that we have, we're going to be able to define more precisely how Adam HaMazik is chayav.